Quick Answers. We're going to talk this time about interacting with people and looking for something called a self-refuting statement when you're dealing with their comments about Christianity. Let's talk about things outside of Christianity, not a religious argument. But somebody says to you, I can't speak a word of English. But they just spoke a word of English. In fact, they spoke several words of English. Do you see how that statement coming out of their mouths just destroyed itself? Here's another one. When you were a kid, did your mom ever say, I told you a million times not to exaggerate? That's probably not the time to say, hey, Mom, you said a million times, well, you're exaggerating. No, you don't want to say that when you're a kid. But do you see that that is a self-refuting statement? That person has used exaggeration in telling you not to exaggerate. Here's one more. All English sentences are shorter than four words. Well, wait a minute. That's an English sentence. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's eight words long. So it defeats itself. So I'm saying as a specific tactic, look for these self-refuting statements. They come out of people's mouths all the time. Let's do some practice ones. See if you can catch the self-refuting part. Self-refuting means just it destroys itself. How about this one? You shouldn't make moral judgments. Think about that. You shouldn't make moral judgments. They use the word should. That means something they believe you should do. That's a judgment that they're giving to you. It's morality. This is right, this is wrong. You shouldn't do something. That's a moral judgment. So they are judging you and telling you not to judge others. Do you see how that's self-refuting? How about this one? There are no ultimate absolute truths. Yes, really. However, this person has just given a truth about the existence of truth. This person says, there are no truths, and I know that's absolutely true. So you see, it's self-destructive. It makes no sense. Here's one more. Don't force your morality on me. Well, who's doing the forcing? The person that just talked to you is forcing his or her morality on you. Here's one like that. Here's one we encounter a lot. Christians are wrong to judge others. Do you hear that word there? Wrong. Christians are wrong. What did they just do that made this statement? They judged Christians. Here's one. God used Darwinian evolution to design the world. What? Darwinian evolution, by its definition, is random, unguided. So this statement absolutely makes no sense. God used an unguided process, undesigned process, to design the world. How do you do that? That's an absolute contradiction. That doesn't work at all. One more, and then we'll end on this one. Bill Nye, the science guy, he's the head of the Planetary Society now. I like the Planetary Society as far as, you know, dealing with science, but they'll get off into philosophy occasionally with Bill Nye. Here's what he said. I know nobody likes abortion, okay? But you can't tell somebody what to do. Well, what did Bill Nye just do? He told us what to do. In other words, we've got to shut up about abortion. Well, he's telling us. But he just said you can't tell somebody what to do. He just did. So this is something you're going to encounter a lot. Be ready for it.